My Good Friday homily was not recorded. This is a representation of the thoughts that I presented in that homily on Good Friday. Woman, behold your son. I thirst. It is consummated. We're familiar with the seven last words of Jesus from the cross, but these are the three that St. John records in the Passion that is read on Good Friday. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he was at that moment of great anguish, thinking not of himself, but of us. As he suffers, he loves. He loves both Mary and John, the beloved disciple. He even loves his executioners. St. Augustine comments, he was already asking pardon for them while being hurt by them. He did not dwell on the fact that his death was being accomplished by them, but that it was being accomplished for them. For them who would themselves, like John, eventually receive Mary as their mother. By repenting, by entering the church, by receiving baptism. Those who were already in Mary's heart when she heard those words, woman, behold your son. Who now hear Jesus say to them, behold your mother. And like John, take her into the home of their hearts, of their homes. Archbishop Alban Goodyear, one-time English prelate and Archbishop of Bombay, India, in the early 20th century, wrote these words, commented as follows. Though Jesus died for many, yet would he have her, Mary, live for many. There was work to be done by her in this valley of tears. He must fill up the void in that mother's heart that his own death would inevitably make. He must transfer that mighty mother's love to another, whom she might cherish, and who in his turn might cherish her. There was John at her side, John whom he, Jesus, had held to his heart. When John laid his head on Jesus' breast, and asked who was it that would betray him. Jesus would give them, Mary and John, to each other. They should find in each other the love they had hitherto found in him. Mary's love for John, because of, built upon, like to, the love she gave to Jesus, her son. John's love for Mary, because of, like to, his love for Jesus, his Lord. It was the perfect consecration and the consummation of human love. The Archbishop continues, the gift of John to Mary and of Mary to John was the last will and testament of Jesus Christ, our Lord. His life he had already given, his blood he was now pouring out, to its last drop, for all men. In this last gift, he gave the only possession that remained. He bestowed on Mary the motherhood of all mankind. He bestowed on men his own mother, to be theirs, like his father, through all the coming ages. Mary, the woman, the new mother of men, was made the second Eve. This was the first fruit of his bloodshedding. End of quotation. Let us honour Jesus' dying desire that we accept Mary as our mother and make a very special place for her in the homes of our hearts.